好，大家好，今天很感动哈，都是我们老菩萨，只有这位，可不可以介绍？也会讲中文吗？ Do you speak English？ 会讲哈，啊，那介绍一下，你站起来让大家我们的老菩萨，还有少年菩萨看看，很难得你，啊，哦，也不少年，那你看起来很年轻，啊，姓什么？叫什么？石头石伟，伟大的伟，哦，王字旁的伟，石伟，嗯哼，好，啊，嗯，我啦，我不认得你，好，请坐，所以很高兴啊，嗯，每次人少啊，我就是会常常想到偶遇大师，他那么文章写那么好，那么有名，他说他的演讲都没有超过14个人。每次的演讲就是人的法缘不一样。那我们常常另外一个例子是国行法师，他的英文没有讲得很好，可是他就是很吸引西方众。那我们的常文菩萨呢，英文是一级棒，可是他没有吸引西方众，他都吸引到比较是我们讲国语的菩萨。所以人的法缘不一样。有一次国行法师去演讲的时候呢，就是聚餐的时候在就有个西方众，那时候大部分都是西方众。结束的时候那个西方众说，我听不懂你讲什么，可是我很欢喜。所以国行法师有他的魅力啊。
Good morning everybody. So, I'm happy to see a lot of familiar faces used to come here. So, and this is a new practitioner come here, his name is Wang Wei. Shi Wei Pusa. So he's, he has come to a Chen Center quite often. So, but Guo Chen Fa Shi, didn't really, meet him yet. So, today we didn't have too many people today, but, make me, thought about, Master Oyi. His Dharma affinity is different. Every time, give talks, it's really not that many people attend his lecture. And all the Dharma presenters, they all have a different Dharma affinity. Like, for example, our past abbot, Guo Xing Fa Shi, and, his English is not very fluent, but his attraction is huge. And a lot of people come to his lecture. And the matter of fact, Chang Wen Pusa, he's, Native American, and but he speaks very fluent Chinese. Every time he gives a lecture, and still, it's really not that many Westerners come to his lecture. It's all, most likely, it's all our familiar Chinese or Eastern people and come to his lecture. So all the Dharma presenters, they have all different kind of Dharma affinity. One time, Guo Xing Fa Shi and went to went to a place and gave a lecture. And, he was talking all kind of Dharma. On the end of it, and this one person approached him. He said, well, Fa Shi, I don't quite understand what you said, but whatever you said, it made me very happy.
所以, 只要有因缘啊，就跟大家结个法缘哈。
So as long as there's a cause and condition for the presenting of a Dharma, so I'm here to building a Dharma affinity with all of you.
好，我们大家一起诵开经偈。
Join the palm, please.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
The surpass profound and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion of eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meanings of the Tathagata.
那坐禅椅啊，上次是四月啊，所以呢已经过了两个月，所以跟大家很快的走一遍哈，就是他是中泽慈觉禅师写的啊，那根据 正云法师教默照禅最后面的坐禅仪的大纲，我们分为坐禅须发心善用诸事，还有第三个安乐法门禅定是即悟。那四月的时候只有讲第一部分的前面三个句子啊。
So, last time we talked about, 坐禅仪, the Chan School correct method for the practice of the seated meditation. And last time we talked about this topic, it was in April. So, today I'm going to briefly recap what we had taught last time. So, this article is written by Chan Master, 中则持觉. So the main outline, the four main outline of this article, and is based on, 师父written the, Master Sen Yan teach, Silent Illumination, and also, is translated in the method of no method. So, and the four, brief, chapter is the state of samadhi should be cultivated via the great compassion. The second,the regulation of five matters. The third, the Dhamma gate of joy and ease. The fourth, practicing meditation is the most important single teaching.
那我们上次是讲到坐禅须发心的前面几句话。
So last time we talked about, is only the first few, sentences in the beginning of the article.
那就是我们大家一起念哈，夫学般若菩萨，先当起大悲心，发弘誓愿，今修三昧，誓度众生，不为一生独求解脱，而乃放舍诸相，修习万事，身心一如，动静无间。
We recite the first of paragraph. So in English translation, is the person who wish to be a bodhisattva must understand that the great compassion is the prerequisite for the development of wisdom.Great vows must be taken so that the state of samadhi can be cultivated. All beings are to be saved, and selfishness is discouraged. Do not be attached to external images and abandon involvement in the multitude of external events.Equalize the mind and body so that they can be one and experience non-duality between motion and stillness.
那上次呢只讲到前面般若菩萨先发大悲心发弘誓愿，这个就是上次讲，那今天希望把这一段精进三昧一直讲到动静无间啊。
So in April, we only talk about the person who wishes to be a bodhisattva must understand that great compassion is the prerequisite for the development of wisdom. And so, and hopefully we will continue and today and to talk about, and we're going to start with great vows must be taken so that the state of samadhi can be cultivated. All beings are to be saved and selfishness.Is discouraged.
那上次讲的坐禅须发心里面呢，他说一个禅修者呢，他要开发他自己的般若的智慧，因为般若的智慧是对离苦的一个方法。
So last time and talk about so all practitioner need to develop their own prajna and then.And that prajna is the tool to help us and to depart from our suffering.
那 要开发你般若智慧的时候呢，你一定要发大悲心，你一定要发四弘誓愿，要精进修行三昧。
So, to develop prajna, and so we have to give rise to great compassion mind, and to give rise into four great vow.
那大悲心呢，在我们这边讲就是菩提心，就是行菩萨道。
So what is the great compassion mind? And that is the Bodhi mind. And that is the Bodhisattva path.
那我们一般呢，菩提心跟出离心要一起讲的。
So normally when we talk about Bodhi mind, we also talk about renunciation.
我们也一般都是把慈悲跟智慧一起讲的。
And also, and we talk about compassion wisdom.
那慈悲呢，主要的是对外面，不是对自己，就是救一切众生。
So compassion is more toward outwardly, and it means to deliver all sentient beings.
那智慧呢，是对自己讲的，是要减少烦恼，就是要把自己的烦恼斩断。
So wisdom is more applied to ourselves, and that is disavowing all vexations.
那大悲心、菩提心要怎么样的产生呢？
So how to generate the Bodhi mind? How to generate great compassion?
就是我们常常在念的四弘誓愿。
And that is the four great vow we always recited.
你看第一条马上就是要度众生。
Of course you can see the very first one is deliver all sentient beings.
那第二条才对自己要减少烦恼。
And the second is more applied to ourselves.Cut off the vexation.
第三条呢，主要的，有的人就说这样是不是我们法门就要尽量去学，为了要度众生，所以我们只要你的能力可以，我们法门就尽量学，但主要是要为帮助别人，那自己呢，只要一门深入，到时候门门就会深入。
So the third and master limitless approaches to Dharma.And so, and sometimes we may have a question, there's so many myriads of Dharma practice and this Dharma method. Do we have know all of them? And so, yes, we try within our capability to learn as much as Dharma. The purpose is to be able to use all this Dharma method and to help sentient beings.
那第四点一般都不会强调讲，因为你把一二三做到的话，第四点是果自然而成的，就是佛道无上誓愿成，自然佛道就会走到的。
So the fourth one attains supreme Buddhahood, and normally we do not emphasize this as much. So if you can accomplish the first three vows, and the fourth vow is the fruition.And it will naturally attain.
那刚刚讲到要开发般若智慧呢，发大悲心，救度众生，还要精进修行三昧，不会为个人的解脱，而是要度一切众生。这个呢，主要我们做的一二三就是成佛的因行的，这个就是种了这个那。这样自然就会果佛道成佛，那个是他结的个果。
So before we talk about great compassion and great vows must take into the state of the samadhi and can be cultivated, all sentient beings are to be saved and selfishness is discouraged. So this is all the causes and to help us and to achieve the last one, attain Buddhahood.
那我们现在就要讲到佛法的实践啊。一般来讲
so now,
佛法的实践。
So now we're going to talk about the application of the Buddhism theory.
那佛法的实践我们大家都很清楚，它的就是戒定慧是佛法实践的一个开始。
So the entry to applyBuddhism theory is the precept, samadhi, and wisdom.
那戒定慧大家也都知道，常常会听到一个名词，就是三无漏学。
So we are familiar with precept, concentration, and wisdom. A lot of time we heard about this terminology. These are three study without outflows. And these are the three study or endeavors after a life free from craving and escape from transmigration.
那所谓戒呢，在真义阿含经里面有提到哈。那一般的话，我先放这边。那个戒呢，有小圣的或者叫声闻圣的戒，像我们出家人的这个戒，像三规五戒这个戒。这个戒呢，这一生走的时候，下一生你还在受，这个是我们一般的戒啊，它是重在不要做坏事，它的戒的重点是不要做坏事。
So, this precept in the ecoteric agama in chapter 20, you talk about it. Normally it's called the precept of shivagas, and also applied to our monastic. So this is the three refuge and the five precept. And we take the three refuge and five precept is only for this lifetime. When this lifetime ended, and next lifetime, we have to retake again.
那大圣的主要的是菩萨戒，它重点是在于你要做善的，你不做到善的，你不是说做恶的你才犯戒，你连善的没有做你也犯了戒。所以呢，我们大圣的假不度众生有没有犯戒？有。
So the Shivaka precept and it, main thing is to tell and not to do evil deeds. And the Mahayana precept is a Bodhisattva precept, and it's not only tell us not to do the evil deed and have to do the wholesome deeds. If you don't do wholesome deed, for example, not deliver sentient being, you actually breaking the precept.
它是利他善行，就是要对众生要有好处的。所以呢，打个比方，声闻圣啊，假如我心里在骂出话，可是我嘴巴没有骂出来，我心里假如人家做了一件，假如张秀琴对我的，我就很生气，可是我嘴巴没有骂出来，我没有犯戒啊，因为我没有骂你嘛，没有犯一口戒。可是假如我们大圣的话犯戒，因为我已经心里没有起善念了哈，那也就犯戒。所以呢，当我们受大圣菩萨戒的时候，大悲心，你只要有想要帮助人家那个心，就是你就有守到戒。可是假如你没有做坏事，可是你也没有想要帮助人，以大圣的菩萨戒来讲，你还是犯戒了。所以就是大圣的佛法是心戒，就是你心里意念有就是犯戒。所以我等一下再问一个问题，就是我们有一位法师啊，你先翻译。
So what is the wholesome deed? The wholesome deed is benefits others, benefits sentient beings. And I give an example. And so for example, the Shivaka precept. And if I, in my mind, I thought about and cursing somebody, and but I did not speak out the curse. So, and that's not and break the precept. And but on the contrary, and if it's a Mahayana precept, if I'm thinking about the curse of somebody, and but even though I didn't say so, but I already break the precept. So in the precept for Mahayana is the precept of the mind. So if you didn't do any bad thing, if you didn't commit any evil deeds, and but then again, you didn't commit any wholesome deeds, and you still break the precept. So Mahayana's precept is the precept of the mind. You have to be proactively and doing some good deed and to benefit other sentient beings.
那有的人不是就很害怕，说那怎么办呢？因为我们还没有成佛嘛，所以我们念头一定不会一直都是要善念嘛，哈。那没有关系，只要你在发心， 再说要行菩萨道，那就是不算犯戒了。
And some people maybe get scared and say, oh, you know, I'm not at the level to achieve Buddhahood. So I probably have some unwholesome thoughts. And what should we do? So it's okay. As long as you give rise to great compassion and you are upholding the precept.
所以我们在受菩萨戒仪的时候，有戒可犯是菩萨的原因，就是我们还没有成佛以前，我们当然会一直在破戒，可是我们就是要提起不要破戒的那个心，就是常常发那个大悲心起，那等于就算是没有犯。
So, when we recite the Bodhisattva precepts liturgy, and there's a phrase that said, if there is a precept to be broken, and that is Bodhisattva. So, as long as we give rise to great compassion mind and bring forth the great compassion mind, and we are upholding the precept.
我刚刚要问大家一个问题，我们有个出家众，他做梦的时候，我们中国的出家人吃素的嘛，他梦到他吃烤鸡，那请问他有没有犯戒？请问他，那他做梦梦到，有还是没有？啊？其实白天应该也没有想，那就是不知道他八十田中的哪一个种子在做梦的时候吐起来。那假如你是那位出家众，你要怎么办？对对对，假如因为一般来讲，做梦算是独头意识，就像神经病的人，他有时候就会看到那些幻觉。那做梦也是一个独头意识。那他既然在你的八识田中跑出来的话呢，就代表你下一世里面大概还有那个种子在那边晃，那就是要忏悔。那你虽然以声闻戒它是没有算破戒，那我们守的是声闻戒，可是我们同样也受大圣的菩萨戒。我们三坛大戒，第一坛就是沙弥尼戒，第二坛就是比丘尼戒，第三坛就是大圣的菩萨戒。所以我们既然受的这个戒，那个心念虽然不是你想要的哈，已经动了，那就是要惭愧忏悔这样。
So, let me ask you a question. If a monastic, in the dream, he actually, dream about he's eating rotisserie chicken, is he breaking the precept? Then what does he have to do? So, the reason he will dream about eating rotisserie chicken, and this is an illusion. Dream is an illusion in his subconscious, and this just surfaced. So all he needs to do is to repent. So for monastic, and there's a precept, there's three huge precepts they need to take. And the first precept is a precept of Shivakas. And the second is And the first is a novice practitioner precept. And the second is Bhikkhu and Bhikkhuni precept. And the third is Bodhisattva precept. So, for this monastic, he dreamt about eating rotisserie chicken. All he has to do, or she has to do, is just repent.
那在这个趁这个机会跟大家解释一下哈，像我们法鼓山呢有受十戒，假如你一出家一准备发心要来进入僧团的时候呢，我们叫八戒女，就是她受八戒，可是不剃头哈，在住在寺院，所以你会看到寺院的有准备要出家，可是她还没有真正出家，也没有落法，那个是八戒女。那到他头剃的话，就是形同沙弥的时候受十戒，沙弥沙弥尼是受十戒，那比丘是受 350戒，那我们250戒，我们比丘尼是受485戒。那为什么男女众有不一样？因为在印度早期的时候，女人是弱者嘛，常常要被保护的，所以要给她比较多的保护，所以那个戒条就比较多，并不是对她不公平的，就是因为那时候的社会风气是这样。那大概是这样分，所以有时候你看到已经剃头穿的这个袈裟的，他的袈裟这个是只有5戒，就是遮受的5戒，还不是真正的沙弥不比丘或比丘尼。所以我们那时候有讲说沙弥尼的话不好称为法师嘛，称为摩摩师嘛，可是我们还要记得他5年以上可以称为法师，或很难分嘛，所以我们后来就一律称为法师。其实被称为法师，他的资格是要讲够资格讲经说法的才能够被称为法师，其实我们都还不够，可是为了让大家方便，所以大家都称为法师。所以有的地方的道场你跟他讲法师，他都会惭愧，因为他我们其实还没有资格就可以讲法的师父还没有够资格。
So in Damajong Mountain, so if you already live there and want to be monastic, and so you still did not shave your head yet, so you take the 8 precept. And once you shave your head and you take the 10 precept, and then that is the precept of Upasaka and Upasika. And then once then you become Bhikkhu, and Bhikkhu take a 250 precept. And Bhikkhuni and take 485 precepts. And the reason of a Bhikkhuni and take a lot more precepts than Bhikkhu, and because in the early India, and women are the weaker people, and so they need to be protect all these precepts. The purpose of all actual precepts is to protect the women. So we take a 5 precepts, and as soon as we become a monastic, we are novice, and then only 5 years later, and then we are qualified to be called 法师. And 法师 the meaning is you are qualified to expound Dharma. So it's hard to distinguish, and then later on it's just all called 法师. And in some places, actually, if you call people 法师, and they may feel uncomfortable because they really not qualified to expound Dharma yet.
所以现在法师在我们这个团体就是一个称呼而已啊，就是出家众而已，就这样。那真正讲经说法的，像我出家那么久，其实我的资格还不够啊。可是这个是给我一个机会练习。师父有讲，最重要是心态。我们来讲经说法的心态是，称跟大家互动的时候，自己也是像教学相长，不是自己已经到那个程度，就是在互动，因为要准备资料嘛，自己就也要看嘛，所以要不然就会在事物上一直转一直转。所以我们抱的心态就是，其实也是跟大家一起来学的，不是说我们可以教你，我们是一种分享的那个心态。
So, in general, now we just call everybody 法师. And so, even though I become monastic for so long, and I feel myself is not fully qualified and to expound the Dharma, but the attitude is more important than, what we're doing. Because, we have this attitude and we use this opportunity to share Dharma. We learn from each other and we interact with each other.
还有另外有一个好处，就是假如佛教的因果论来分呢，现在不会讲法，是不是以前也不用功？那所以呢，就要反过来讲，我假如现在还不够用功，以后我就再出家也是这个样子。所以呢，要反过来讲，假如因果法 是贯穿的话，也相信因果法的话呢，就是现在有机会让我们讲经说法。那利地菩萨有个心态很好，他说不管哪一位法师来我都来听，因为从他们讲话中我都可以学到一个东西，学到一些东西。我觉得这个心态很好，这样就不会有醒迷跟铁醒。这个是我的重点。
So, another benefit. So if we talk about the point of view of course and condition. So even, maybe I don't know how to, sharing the Dharma. And that means in my past life, I wasn't, paying too much attention on learning the Dharma. So now I won't be able to have the good course and condition and to share the Dharma. So if now I don't, pay more attention, exerting more effort, so in the future, I'm still going to stuck in the same position. So that gave me encouragement. I have to work hard and diligently and to learn. So now we have this great opportunity and we use as a, girl learning, practice. And, Lily is our long-term practitioner. She has a very good attitude. She say, oh, regardless, which Fashi is going to share the Dharma, I'm all happy to learn because and from each of them, I can always learn something. And so, and by precisely that attitude, so, and, she is, learning, from everybody and undiscriminately. And then, instead of people and just, the fan of a particular Fashi, and Fashi was using a fan, the iron fan or the unbreakable fan and true loyal fan of Guo Xin Fashi.
对不起啊，国兴法师。
Sorry， 国兴法师，我就是 using you as an example。
那我觉得这个可以用在我们的日常生活上哈。我们就说很奇怪哦，为什么在办公厅的时候我都不能够升迁？为什么每次比较有机会的时候我都不行？假如一个把因果观念、因缘观念，真正了解的人就会想说，我其实因为我前辈子或者是这辈子有些事情我做的事情，因为一般来讲人家会要挑的人大概都是合的人，跟人比较合的人，这样比较愿意嘛。每次你都很有意见的话，人家要跟你解释都要花很久的时间。还有的人说奇怪，为什么我生意老是做不成功？其实这个也是跟你以前有没有做那个因有没有造好，因为你现在看到都是果。长华法师有一次他不是到那个欧洲去，钱被偷嘛，他说他以前一定偷了很多人的钱，要不然为什么谁都不偷就偷他。诶，这个是很好的因果观念，虽然有一点点消极啊，可是让他的心啊就会比较平一点，不会那么生气，你知道？他说为什么？所以大家有看过因果的书里面，他说假如我以前没有做过这个事情，我就是把钱丢在那边，都没有人会捡，因为他没有做那个的因嘛，所以那个果就不会出现嘛。所以因果论我觉得很好，因果论会让我们害怕，就不敢做。可是因缘论呢，我觉得佛教很好的因缘论呢，让我们会更积极，因为知道这个已经是不能够再低了嘛。只要你准备好，就那个缘加进来，就一定往好的那一面，因为你种的这个东西就是往好的走。所以因果论跟因缘论，好好自己好好想一想，就是发生在你身上的事情，其实跟因缘因果都有关系，仔细去深想，我们就不很害怕现在做一些对不起别人的事情。那已经做了怎么办？惭愧忏悔，想办法回馈。不一定好比我对 Mina 做对不起，我不见得要对他，就像师父人家不是供养他念书吗？他现在就尽量把佛法传，但是同样的他就做一种回馈，就说是当你发觉 你惭愧忏悔，只有让你自己心安，可是你要做出来帮助人家，那个就是度众生，那个就在帮助人家，帮助众生。
So, when we look at things, and, for example, in our daily life, and, we may be, feel bad. How come, every time there's a promotion and I never got that opportunity? And why is that? And, this opportunity and always passed by me. And why is that? And so you may want to reflect. And, probably in this lifetime or previous lifetime, you didn't, but in make some good causes, and in this lifetime, in simple ways, you might be the person not that easy to get along with, or and you may be a slow learner, and people have to expend a lot of effort into explaining things to you, and so all these and that. That's why opportunity passed by you, and so this is a cause and condition and cause and effect. So, in one time, and Chang Hua Fa Shi went to Europe, and, all her money got stolen. So, and she was laughing, so, oh, in my past life, and probably I stole a lot of money from people. So, and this is what happened to me. And so, from the point of a cause and condition, and cause and effect, and if you never, did something like that, and if you never steal somebody's money, even though you throw the money on the ground, And nobody's gonna pick that one up, your money. So because you did not embed the causes in the past and the fruition and the consequence and the effect is not gonna happen. So and people may be the cause and condition and cause and effect, and people may afraid the consequences. So and that's like a pessimistic. But, and for course and condition, and actually we become more proactive and to do all kind of things. So, and if we ever, did something, bad, and so we just repent. We may not necessarily, repent toward that person, but we do the repentance and to all sentient beings. And for example, and back then, Shifu, went to school, he doesn't have money, but, somebody, with anonymous a person, and actually donate money for him to accomplish his studies. And so he cannot, because back then he did not know the person who that is. And so how he repay back is spreading the Dharma and sharing the Dharma to everybody. That's his way to pay back.
那在戒的地方啊，刚刚已经分出来声闻戒跟大圣的不同的点在哪里啊？那现在在真一阿含经里面呢，第20卷里面有，他把它称为就是不要做恶行，就是杀盗邪淫妄语跟饮酒啊，这几点叫五大师，就是你不做恶行的时候呢，其实你就是让人家很安全，这个就是他称为五大师。
So, we talk about, the precept of Shivakas and, the precept of, Mahayana Bodhisattvas. And so now we come back to, esoteric and Agama. In chapter 20, and we talk about, there's a five great giving, five dhanas, and not killing, not stealing, no sexual misconduct,no deceitful language, no consuming intoxicants. And by doing these five things, and that actually is a five giving, five great giving.
刚刚那个部分是讲戒啊，在坐禅椅就是跟大家介绍，坐禅椅的时候，它是在当我们在教那人家怎么打坐的时候呢，自然就不会犯恶行了，就是不会做主。这五种就是你真正在禅修禅坐的时候，你这五种是不会做的。可是会不会做大圣的那种？会啊，因为意念妄念还在那边跑，那个就是起来惭愧忏悔就没事了哈。好。
So, this five great giving apply and back to, 坐禅仪 and, the method of the sitting meditation. And naturally, when we in sitting meditation, we will not and break all these five precepts, killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, deceitful language, and consuming intoxicants. And that's our behavior is not going to commit this evil action. But in our mind, as far as the Mahayana definition of a precept, we may still break the precept. We're thinking about something bad, and we want to scold somebody, or we're jealous of somebody, all kinds of this evil action in the mind. So as long as we are aware of, and then we repent.
好，刚刚讲的佛法的实践有戒嘛？刚刚跟大家介绍戒，那下来就是定啊。定呢，在我们坐禅的时候，它主要这边在坐禅椅的坐禅的时候，就是精进三昧。那我们所以跟大家讲定的时候，也就是讲禅坐跟三昧。其实等一下跟大家介绍小乘经典的禅定跟大乘经典的有什么不一样。
So we talk about precept, now we're going to talk about samadhi. So, and samadhi, and we will talk about, what's the meaning of samadhi in Theravada school and in Mahayana school. And samadhi is, cultivate diligently samadhi.
那小乘经典里面呢，它的叫定就叫禅定啊。那声闻圣里面呢，它的讲刚刚有讲精进三昧，那个三昧呢就是九次地的禅定，就是有次第的禅定。
So, samadhi, in Theravada Sutra and the Kodiyana, and in the Shrivakayana, samadhi equals the samadhi of the ninth degree.
那在汉传经典的呢，定它就有不同的解释啊，它有称为定，称为正受，称为习律疑心，还有称为等持等智。等一下这些我再跟大家解释，就是小乘的声闻的跟汉传对于定的这个就有不同的解释。
So, Chinese Buddhism, in, Mahayana Buddhism, Chinese Buddhism Sutra, and, there's many definitions, about this word samadhi. This is some way, it says dhyana, or, correct sensation of the object contemplated, cessation of distraction and the fixation of the mind held in equilibrium, samapatti,a name for fixation of the mind or concentration. So, there is a, Theravada, Shivaka's samadhi, and this is also Mahayana Buddhism's samadhi.
那所以呢小乘的定呢他们叫禅定。那他们叫三昧呢就是叫入定。那我把小乘跟声闻呢称为次第的禅观，让大家知道怎么由戒定入慧。那大家常常听到小乘或声闻的是先要修五停心，再来修四念住。
So, from, Theravada's, tradition and talk about samadhi, and this is sequential contemplative practice.First, you practice the five methods of steering the mind, and then you practice the four foundations of mindfulness, and you start from precept and samadhi, and then enter wisdom, and this is sequencing of the practice.
那五停心啊，大家知道五停心是数息观、不净观、慈悲观、因缘观、念佛观。那我们先不去讲二三四五，我们讲属习观，随习跟属习大家都很熟啊。
So, what are the five methods of stealing the mind? Contemplating the breath, contemplating the impurity of the of the body. Contemplate loving kindness, which is compassion. Contemplating causes and condition, causality. Contemplating the name of a Buddha. So, we're not going to talk about the second or third. And first, we talk about the contemplating the breath. So we constantly heard about following the breath and counting the breath.
那在我们先讲那个数息观啊，数息观大家都知道，就是你的重点放在你的呼吸嘛，哈，随息就是只注意你呼吸的进跟出啊。假如你心还不能够安定的时候，你才用数息，就是呼吸出的时候算一个号码，一直数到十，再从头再开始，这个就是数息观啊。
So what is following the breath? So you clearly aware and the breath, inhale and exhale on the tip of your nostril. You can feel the sensation of the breath coming in and out your nostril. That's following the breath. So if your mind is still very scattered and then you cannot settle down and then you use counting the breath. And that is, you're counting, the inhale or exhale of each breath. And every time exhale, you give a one. And the next exhale, you give a two. And then until 10. And you start all over again.
师父在这边特别提，任何的方法都可以让我们入定啊。但是呢，你只有修定，让你的心安定，但不能够产生智慧。所以为什么我们修了五庭心观了以后呢，还要修四念住的原因。
So any of these five methods and can steal your mind and can settle your mind, but steal your mind and settle your mind and cannot give rise to wisdom. That's why after you start with these five methods of stealing the mind, and you need to continue to the four foundation of mindfulness.
那四念住呢，就是身受心法。
So, the four mindful of the four foundation of mindfulness is mindful of the body and of its impurities, and mindful of the sensation as the source of suffering. Mindfulness of the mind, and that is the transient nature, the thoughts, impermanence.Mindfulness of the dharmas, emptiness of a phenomena, and selfishlessness.
那五庭心呢，是刚刚提过了哈，它其中的任何一个方法呢，都可以停住我们的五盖。什么叫五盖呢？
So, the five method of stealing the mind, any of the method, and can stop.There's five hindrances, five obstructions. What are those five hindrances, five obstructions?
就是贪欲、嗔恚、睡眠、掉悔跟疑法。
The five hindrances are desire, anger, sloth, restlessness, and doubt.
那这个就是刚刚特别提的五庭心，它其实我们叫五庭心观。它也是一个观法，只是它的重点放在定，就是怎么样让身心安定，能够得三昧啊。但是修四念住，刚刚不是说要修四念住吗？修四念住的主要的方法是，它主要是重点它放在观，它也是在修定，可是它的重点放在观。
So, the five method of stealing the mind, and the emphasis is on stealing, and then from stealing into enter samadhi. And the four, foundation of mindfulness, and the emphasis is on mindfulness.
所以呢，师父说，你修四念住，假如你没有定的功夫的话呢，你容易打妄想，所以你根本不可能得观。所以刚刚讲，为什么五庭心观以后我还要四念住？因为两个的重点不一样。假如你只有修五庭心观的话， 你只会在定上面下功夫，让你身心很安定，可是不会产生智慧。那所以在修小圣的次定禅观、五体心观以后，还要修四念住的原因。可你四念住是不是你就是不修定呢？也不是，因为你没有定的功夫呢，你四念住就容易打妄想，你就不容易产生那个观法禅观，你就不容易起。
So if it only start with the full foundation of mindfulness and just not basing on a silliness of the mind, and so you're gonna have a more chance to give rise to wandering thoughts, and there's no settle down, there's no mindfulness. And then so if you only practice the five method of stilling the mind, and then you only become very calm, very settled, and they will not give rise to wisdom. So, and this is steps, and you have to start with a five a method of stilling the mind. So you have this stillness, and then you'll be able to progress to contemplation, and then mindfulness.
所以说你在修四念住的话，你才有办法让你自己的定的功夫转为慧，因为只有慧才能够产生解脱。戒定慧，那个定到慧的这个过程就叫做三昧，在次第禅观里面的里头的三昧。因为很多人都误会入定就是三昧，入定还不叫三昧，要产生智慧的功能，那个才叫三昧。
So, for foundation of mindfulness, and it's starting with stillness of the mind, and then it gives rise to wisdom, precept, concentration, and wisdom. So, and this is a process. If there's no wisdom, and they will not have a liberation.
所以呢，在我们持戒的以后呢，能够帮助我们修定啊。定能够帮助我们观慧，所以刚刚在讲五体心观以后，为什么要修四念住，就是有五体心的心安定了以后容易修观啊。这样的话呢，我们才能够产生观，才能够产生智慧。所以我们常常会讲什么观什么观，那个观就是很重要的一个点，会产生智慧的，就是有产生智慧才会可以解脱跟开悟的。
So therefore, again, and there's a five method of stilling the mind and stillingness, and then and be able to progress to contemplate wisdom. And the four, the mindfulness. And the mind has to be settled and it has to be stilled.And then be able to go to progress to contemplation, wisdom. So a lot of time we heard this contemplation of this, contemplating that. And contemplation is the key, because you'll be able to contemplate, and then you'll be able to progress into wisdom.
这个我想先不要讲了哈，那我们再回过头来讲。讲前面的，汉传的定、正受、习律、疑心跟等持、等智是什么意思
？So we now come back to before we talk about it in this Chinese Buddhism sutra and this terminology dhyana.A correct sensation of the object contemplated, cessation of distraction, and the fixation of the mind held in equilibrium, samapatti, a name for fixation of the mind or concentration.
那在汉传里头呢，跟基础的佛法，就是小圣的佛法，或者是声闻的佛法。他们三昧主要是讲禅定啊，由禅定发生的无漏智慧呢，才叫做般若。 我们刚刚讲开始讲的般若菩萨开这个坐禅椅刚刚开始就是我们禅修者要学般若菩萨，怎么样般若菩萨以大圣的做法，就是走的路径跟小圣不一样，小圣就是要持戒修五停心跟四念住，产生观慧以后呢才可以解脱，才可以变为般若这样。
So, and the differences in the Mahayana tradition, it talk about samadhi. And, and from, meditation, and you still the mind, and then, and to give rise to the wisdom without outflow, and to become a bodhisattva, and, or bodhi bodhisattva, or, so, but in Theravada and tradition is different. And start with upholding the precept and practice and five method of stilling the mind and four foundation for mindfulness and then next progress to contemplate wisdom.
所以就是僧文盛他们讲的上面就是九次地定，九次地定大家常常会听到四禅八定啊，那九次地定就是以大圣来讲就是最后的那个灭受想定才是真正的观呢、啊，才是真正的三昧。那四禅八定大家都知道，初禅、二、三、四禅，再加上无色界里面的空无边处定、是无边处定、无所处定，还有非想、非非想定，这个是我们只要你们听到这些的名相呢，这个都是声闻。跟小圣的次第禅观，在佛那时候他都已经到非想非非想定了，可是他觉得中间还是有个东西他没有破掉，就是那个我还在那边，他可以享受很安静很深入的定，可是他觉得那个不是究竟的，他是最后到灭受想定的时候那个才是解脱，才真正的开悟啊。所以这个要跟大家理清的地方，就是小圣有，可是要走到灭受想定的时候，才是真正的解脱跟开悟。
So in Theravada and Shivapayana's sequential contemplative practice, and often we heard about and for Dhyana and.Four dhyana and then eight samadhi. And so this,
你的
and four dhyana and eight samadhi. And then, this is 1, 2, 3, 4 dhyana and then eight different samadhi until in the very last and this not thinking, the samadhi of not thinking or not thinking.And so, and Buddha and already reached to that level, but he still feel, and this is something still lacking, because in that high level of samadhi and still self, the self still exists in there. So, and only when you reach in the cessation of sensation and thinking and samadhi, and then you'll be able to become selflessness.
那在汉传的等词就是定跟慧两个是平稳的，不是偏重于定，也不是偏重于慧。那所以你看等持、等智、正诵两个，他们讲的其实他是比较偏重于在慧的上面，不像声闻，他是先偏重定，以后最后那个才变为慧，才为解脱。
So.In Chinese Buddhism and or Mahayana in Mahayana tradition and Chinese Buddhism tradition, and we talk about concentration and wisdom as one, and they are in equilibrium, and so and they are all emphasize one another, and they are equal. But in Theravada tradition, you first start concentration, and then you end up in the practice and proceed to wisdom.So, and it more emphasized on the concentration. But in Mahayana, it's more emphasized on the wisdom.
那对于大乘佛法来讲啊，三昧就是等会是均等的啊。你看大智度论的卷五的善心一处住不动，是名善位三昧哈、啊。就是他这边有讲到地，就是在一个地方，好像心没有在那边动的时候，那个就称为善昧啊。
So in Mahaprajna Paramita Shastra in chapter 5, it says the wholesome mind that is steadily fixed on one place or in one position and not move is called samadhi.
那另外呢，大智度论第28卷里面，一切禅定一名定一名三昧。
So another chapter 28 in Mahaprajna Paramita Shastra, it says, all kind of dhyana, abstract meditation, and the mind is fixed in one direction or field, it's called samadhi.
那另外呢，六祖坛经的定慧品里面有寂慧之时定在慧，寂定之时慧在定。
Also in the sixth Patriarch Platform Sutra,And the concentration and wisdom chapter says, where there is wisdom, concentration is in the wisdom. Where there is the concentration, wisdom is in the concentration.
这个也可以证明定慧在大乘的经解里面，三昧是定慧等持等止的啊。
And this another place in the mention, and all these sutra demonstrated, and in Mahayana Buddhism, in the sutra, it says,Concentration and wisdom as one.
那《楞严经》里头也有讲，由戒定慧入三摩地是大圣的三昧。
In Suragama Sutra also said, precept, concentration, wisdom is the entry for Mahayana Buddha Samadhi.
那再来看有没有？所以大圣的三昧，在刚刚讲的六祖坛经啊、大智度论啊。还有楞严经里面就是定慧是一体的，定慧是均等的，止观是不二的，但是更重视在慧上面。
So and from these sutra we summarize Mahayana Samadhi is a concentration of wisdom as one. Concentration and wisdom are equal. Contemplation and stillness are non-dualisticIt's more emphasized on the wisdom.
所以大圣的那个三昧啊，是涵盖刚刚声闻讲的九次谛定里头，它是包含那个啊。那而且三昧，我们刚刚这边讲定慧是均等的，就是它能够用修行的方法呢，使你的心念不杂乱，是平衡的、平稳的，你的心念是清楚的。这就是寂定寂慧啊，也就是刚刚讲的止观不二，由这边戒定慧能够解脱，这都叫做三昧。
So therefore, the samadhi in Mahayana Buddhism is contain Theravada, the samadhi of 9 degrees, and is talk about a concentration of wisdom are equal.And the mind is clearly known and is not scattered. And so, is a concentration of samadhi. And that's the practice of a concentration and samadhi and both. So starting from precept, concentration and wisdom is more emphasized on wisdom.
那做一个这边做一个小结哈。就是小圣跟声闻的戒定慧，他们刚刚开始是偏重于定，可是他们知道偏重于定不可能开智慧，所以呢，他们从五庭心观以后要有个四念住，来让他们产生观慧啊，慧观产生，有慧观的时候，有你这个慧的话，你才可能会有解脱。那大圣的时候呢，满 一开始的时候他就讲了，这个禅定呢是要定跟慧要同时的，你不能够先偏定再偏慧，要同时要就两边要注意，就是一起要注意到的。所以呢，为什么说末照或者大圣的佛法呢，不要走一阶一阶马上的原因就在这边。因为他一开始像我们末照的时候，他就是告诉你，你只要有妄念就不要管它，你只要有想要怎么样就是不要管它，你不要再去像我末照的话，你注意你的身体，那个还是注意你的身体，也是先有个身体去依住。可是假如你本来修定的功夫就很好的时候，你马上就观你的全身，其实末照是没有方法的一个方法，它的重点就是它不要你抓到一个东西，因为抓到一个东西你就会比较偏在定上面。可是因为我们人嘛，总是想要抓一个东西，所以他先从次第先开始，再来叫你放。
So now I have a little summarize. And so the Shivaka, the Shivakayana and Theravada, and start from precept, concentration and wisdom, and more emphasize on the concentration. And later on, realize that it just by concentration is not going to develop wisdom. So therefore, and have this five method of stilling the mind, and then practice four foundation of mindfulness, and then contemplate wisdom and be able to reach liberation. And that's the sequence of process, the sequential contemplative method and this practice in sequence. And on the contrary, Mahayana Buddhism, right in the beginning, it's a concentration and wisdom at the same time. So the practice of silent illumination, and there's no sequential contemplative practice. And so when you start beginning, and if you have a wandering thought, and just let it go, and just not paying attention to it, and your body has some discomfort, and just not pay attention to that particular part of your body, and just contemplate in the totality of your body, and start that to practice, and clearly aware you are just sitting there. And that's the practice of silent illumination. And this silent illumination is the practice of the method of no method. And as we human being, we like to grasp at something. And so to start with something, you need us holding on something to your starting point. And so, and yes, and then we just clearly aware our body is sitting and not paying attention to any parts of a particular of your body.
那师父在圣严法师教末照禅第34页有提到啊，他说五庭心观跟四念住是次第的禅修啊，从观呼吸、观身体、观心念开始入手，是次第的修行方法。
So, in the Chinese book, Master Sheng Yan teach Silent Illumination on page 34, and Shi Fu mentioned the five method of stilling the mind and the four foundation of mindfulness, and is the sequential practice, and it start in front of contemplating your body and contemplate your breath.
那在次第禅修里面，刚刚我们提的五庭心观、四念住观，这个主要是让它能够产生观慧，还有就是会依照37道品的修行方法修，它主要的目的是要达到声闻的刚刚讲的四果，要产生四果的，它主要的目的是要产生四果。可是大圣的修行方法呢，尤其是因为这边在告诉末照嘛，其实末照的方法呢，他也因为那时候有人讲说末照不是佛讲的，师父就在这边，末照也是从 呼吸的方法入手，也是会观身受的地方来着力。所以默照的修行方法并不是什么很特别的，也不是所谓中国人才发明的，它其实也是传统的修行方法。唯一呢，因为默照呢，因为刚刚开始你不会马上就用到，因为它是没有方法的着力点嘛，没有着力点的一种方法嘛，所以呢刚刚开始的时候我们不是也会告诉大家要放松身体吗？放松也是次第开始嘛。那再来放松身体的以后呢，你就是慢慢要把你这个，就是放松身体的时候，你假如不会放松的话呢，我们就会说那你就用你的随息方法或者用数息方法让你身心放松了以后呢，你才开始在观你的身体。这个其实是有次第的，主要的原因并不是说默照的方法有次第，而是因为我们修默照的时候，假如从马上进入没有方法的方法的话，大家没有东西抓，所以这个就好像有次第，可事实上它是没有次第。当你觉得你的身心很安定的时候，你就是什么都要舍，都要舍，就是你有碰到你想打瞌睡，你有碰到你很多妄念的时候，那时候都是一直要舍，一直要舍。其实舍的这个功夫就是默照，假如你可以用的话，你根本也不要放松，也不要数息，你就直接也不要观身，直接就是舍舍舍，那个就是。可是容易吗？不容易，因为我们的心不够安定的关系。
So the Theravada practice and start from the five methods of stilling the mind, and then the four foundations of mindfulness, and then contemplate wisdom, and the this is the practice at the beginning of practice of a 37 eighths of enlightenment. So, and this is a practice, a sequence by sequence, one by one. And it's so, and finally it reached the full fruition of Shravakas. But in the Mahayana practice, silent illumination, and some people may, back then, and people were asking Shifu, and this is silent illumination, is created by Chinese, and this is no basis, and actually it's not. And silent illumination, and when you, It started with contemplate the breath and contemplate the sensation, but silent illumination is the method of no method. And so when you just start practice meditation or silent illumination, and you cannot really and immediately reach the almost a goal, because the method of no method. So in the beginning, and your mind is still very scattered. And so, and this is some kind of a starting point, like relax your body and relax your mind. And so, relax your body. If you cannot calm yourself down and you cannot relax, and that's why you have a following the breath and contemplating the breath. And then later on, and then you'll be able to contemplate your whole body and the totality and contemplate the, external environment, all this. And it seems has a sequence, because when we just start meditation, we cannot reach into the almost. So, and we cannot reach silent and illumination at the same time. And so when you reaching silent illumination at the same time, and you just clearly aware your body and clearly aware of your environment. And so, and anything happen, any phenomena arise and perish, and you just not follow. And you just aware and not give a rise to attachment, and just keep let go and letting go. And that is a silent illumination at the same time.
那个默照呢，它就是对于世间上任何的现象，你身体的任何现象，你都要保持一个不要管它的态度，这个很重要。那你只知道你坐在那边打坐，发生你背痛不管它， 发生人从前面走过不管他，那有没有办法不管他呢？刚开始不可能嘛，所以才会说啊，要放松身体，要怎么样怎么样。主要其实默照的方法很简单，你就坐在那边，碰到的任何事情，心里面外面的都不管他，你只知道你在那边打坐，就这么简单。所以因为太简单了，抓不到重点，所以才会有那个次第的先放松身体，假如放松身体还没有很好，那再来观呼吸，就这样。
So, actually, silent illumination, this is no, really no sequence. And it's very simple. And you just sit there and not paying attention, not attached to your body and your environment. Anything happening in your environment. Somebody, walking in front of you and bird chirping and whatever. Any kind of noise, you just be aware you're sitting and not paying attention to any phenomena around you. So because it's too simple, and people cannot grasp. So, and that's why, and give you an entry point, all starting with relax the body and mind, and gradually and progress to just sitting.
那这边坐禅椅里面呢的三昧主要是讲打坐。那除了我们这边讲的三昧以外，大家也都知道六祖坛经里面他特别强调要持诵金刚的般若经，就金刚经，他们强调的是般若三昧。那另外呢，马上下个礼拜吧，下下个礼拜到 New Jersey 有一个法华经，就是国开法师在 New Jersey 上课的一个礼拜的法华经，持诵法华经的法华三昧。那另外呢，我们礼拜一或者或者礼拜天下午都有的净土宗的念佛三昧，就是说在大圣来讲，你所持的法门不同，都可以进入不同的三昧。
So samadhi is, of course, we're talking about here and about silent illumination, and so it samadhi it really means just sitting and that kind of samadhi.And so, in the Platform Sutra and Prajna chapter, it says, when the mouth recite Prajna and the mind practice Prajna, then the mind and mouth are in mutual accord. And also in the Diamond Sutra, Vajra Prajna Paramita Sutra, and talk about Prajna Samadhi. So, and also, in Tiantai, tradition, Tiantai school, andTalk about uphold and recite, and Dharma Lotus Flower Sutra, which is Dharma Lotus Flower Samadhi. And actually next week in New Jersey, and they have this practice. And also in Pure Land School, we talk about Samadhi of a recitation, the name of a Buddha. So all these kind of practice and about Samadhi.
所以在坐禅椅这边的讲的坐禅其实就是讲要精进三昧。那三昧的话，刚刚有跟大家介绍的小圣声闻跟大圣，他对于精进三昧有一点点的不大一样。好，那精进三昧主要为了要度众生，你修这个不是为了自己身心的安定了，身心的安定主要的可以能够度众生，能够解脱。好，那
So here we talk about seated meditation. Seated meditation is diligently cultivate samadhi. And the purpose of cultivating samadhi is not merely and just calm your body and mind, stillness of body or mind. Its main goal is to deliver sentient beings.
那在天台智者大师里面，他摩诃止观卷二有讲四种三昧，一个是常坐三昧，一个叫常行三昧，一个叫半行半坐三昧，一个叫非行非坐三昧。我们这边坐禅椅所讲的三昧呢，是应该是属于天台智者讲的常坐三昧。
So in the Tantai school, Master Zhi Yi, and he talk about four kind of samadhi, always sitting samadhi, and then always standing samadhi, half sitting, half standing samadhi, or not sitting and not standing samadhi. So here we're talking about is the first, sitting samadhi.
所以呢，日本曹洞宗才有一个叫直观打坐。那他主要根据的时候呢，也是根据坐禅意，最早最早也是根据坐禅意来教人家怎么样做禅坐。
Therefore, in a Japanese Chao Dong school, and has this always sitting method. So this is based on this article 坐禅意。
那因为时间的关系哈，所以放舍诸相，修习万事，身心一如，动静无间，就等到十月再跟大家介绍。
Because we running out of time, and the topic of do not be attached to external images, and abandon involvement in the multitude of external events, which is let all things rest of its their own core. And then also equalize the mind and body as one. All these topics we're going to save until October to discuss.
那假如很想知道到底讲什么，师父的书啊，圣严法师教默照禅，后面就有个坐禅仪，师父就有解释得很清楚。
So if you're really curious about this topic, 坐禅仪, and and that is the Chan School's correct method for the practice of a sitting meditation. And in the back of this Chinese book, Master Sen Yan and teach silent illumination chant. And clearly explain in detail about this 坐禅仪。
那我先透露一下哈，所以这边主要的是讲做一个大圣的禅修的修行者呢，你要怎么样能够具备发大菩提心？你就是要发四弘誓愿，你就是要精进的禅坐。他说精进三昧，其实他的那个禅坐，这个禅坐就是要。以大圣的禅法是定慧不二，止观不二的哈，定慧等持的。
So to be Mahayana practitioner, and we need to give rise to great compassion and give a vows of four great vows, and diligently and practice and sitting and to for concentration and samadhi and wisdom.
那他说我们要让我们自己能够般若的空慧呢，就要精进的修行大圣的三昧。那怎么样修大圣的三昧呢？是要从我们自我的身心一如开始。怎么样身心一如呢？就是观心无常，观身无我。怎么样做得到呢？就是放舍诸相，修行万事。这个就是十月的时候要跟大家分享。
So, to be a Mahayana practitioner, and so, and we need, relax the body and mind, and to equalize the mind and body so that they become one. And how do we do that? Mindfulness of the mind as impermanence. Mindfulness of the body without self.
好，有没有什么问题？还有三分钟给大家提问题。
We have a 3 minutes left, and anybody has some question?
假如啊好啊。那个默照的默哈，不是说不想，就是说当有妄念出来的时候，你很清楚知道那个是妄念，你回到你的方法，默照的方法就是，因为刚刚开始嘛， 你很清楚你的身体在打坐，你就把它放到你的身体，可是那个身体不是只有某一个部分，好比手麻脚怎么样或坐呢，是整体。因为这个是技巧性的，我以前跟大家介绍默照的时候已经讲了很多次，所以我在这边没有特别强调，主要的就是你，因为我们还没有我想问一下，你觉得开悟的人，你觉得开悟的人他脑子有没有想东西啊？就是用我们看经典，就是我们看经典就是悟的人写出来的嘛，不是？所以他们脑子里面也有东西的，可是那个东西就是该怎么做就是怎么做，不是？不要以为只有入定啊，你就心止于在那个地方，就是止于那一境，别的事你都没有管。可是默照的那个默不是，你要清清楚楚知道你的环境，可是不会被环境带着走。我很清楚杰米坐在我前面，我不会说我不清楚的，那个不是人啊，他当然坐在我前面，我走过去我不要撞到他，当然这个你一定要知道。所以默照那个默不是脑子不清楚或脑子没有东西，脑子有东西，可是那个东西是因为你要做判断你要用的，所以你可是你清清楚楚，可是不会被外面的干扰受影响。假如说有人骂你，你很清楚他在骂你，他骂你你不清楚，你不是很奇怪吗？那该要教训他还是要教训呢？可是你自己没有情绪，你告诉他，这个才是功夫啊。人家骂你，你跟着生气，声音比他更气，那个没有修行啊。请问、
so、
清楚哦。
So the question is, silent illumination at the same time is, your mind is in, what's the difference between void? And it's just totally going to void. So silent illumination is you clearly aware in your environment, your body and mind, you are sitting. And then, whatever happened in the environment or happened on your body, you clearly aware, but you are not attached to it. And that is a silent illumination at the same time. And,you think the person already enlightened and their mind is in the void. They don't have a thought. Of course they have a thought. And still we need a function in the daily life. You clearly know there's somebody in front of you. And so when you walk toward that some person and somebody, you're not going to bump into that person. So you clearly aware the person is there. And so, yes, your mind...is steadily and fixed on one thing. And the one thing is the totality of your body in environment. So your mind is not in void. So anything happen in the environment, it's not going to affect you. So you just clearly know.
最重要的一点是，当我们没有办法做到默照同时，我们至少我们对环境是清楚。我们当我们做到不适当的行为出来的时候，我们忏悔，下次会更好。可是当你默照同时的时候，你常就说要用这样讲，假如你这个人已经是真正开大悟的人，他做出来的行为举止就是恰恰当当，是在那个时间就该做那个事情的。那我们呢，就是有时候做对，有时候大部分都没有做对，该要怎么样应对的时候不晓得，就是不会在恰当的时间做恰当的事，那就是因为我默照的功夫还不够好。默照功夫好的时候，你的行为举止该要骂人的时候，那个骂的是对的；你该要讲好话的时候，那个讲好话是对的，而不是随时都是讲好话，不会骂人的。有时候骂人的，所以佛可以低眉，也可以怒目金刚，就是因为他知道在什么时候做对，我们都是相反，该要凶的时候不凶，该要软的时候不软，就是该要提起来不会提，该要放下又放不下，这就是我们的凡夫。
So of course, and reach silent illumination at the same time is not that easy. But the key point is, and if your behavior, your mind is not have a proper action, so you repent. So, so you do whatever and the situation call for. So if the situation you need a scolding somebody, and so you just merely scolding somebody, and you're not going to give a rise to emotion attachment. So, and we do whatever the situation call for, and do it just as is. And you clearly know what you're doing, but you not give rise to attachment. So a lot of time, and our ordinary people, and it just not be able to do that. Whatever we should bring up, bring on, we not bring on. Whatever we should let go, we not let go. If you, we're scolding at somebody, and then we're gonna have we're gonna give rise to anger, a lot of emotion. So, if you practice silent illumination well, and then you know you're just merely aware of, that's why Buddha himself, and when the situation called for, he could be really angry, but he's not giving rise to any emotion.
So, 今天跟大家介绍到这边。
That's it for everybody.